Dear 45-year-old Dave Valicenti tell it, making a living selling food at farmers markets was far from a master plan.
In fact, I didn't even really want to do farmers markets at all. My mother was like, you know, that's how Stonewall Kitchen started. And so I'm like, yeah, I don't want to be one of those carny weirdos that goes around to, like, farmers markets.
But Valicenti, who grew up in Hollis and left after high school to play punk rock drums and work in restaurants in Boston and then New Orleans, got over it. And 8 years later, farmers markets in New Hampshire and Massachusetts remain the way he, his wife Michelle, and a crew that can swell to 20 move most of Valicenti Organico's product, sauces, and lots of pasta.
We have, like, 2 dozen fresh pasta varieties. We have, during the course of a year, we have about 80 flavors of ravioli that we run. They're all seasonal.
Right now, it might be sweet potato, brown butter, and sage, duck confit with ginger and shiitake, or braised chestnut. Later this spring, it could be ramps and morels, rabbit, arugula, or sweet peas. One reason all that variety is possible is because Valicenti Organico pasta is made in small batches, and also because it's as much a farming operation as it is a culinary one.
We have about 10 acres or so that we cultivate, mostly tomatoes and eggplant and things for the sauce. We also grow, you know, a million different other vegetables and herbs for the pasta and the ravioli filling. And then what we do is, if there's something we're not growing or somebody else has, like, other farmers in the farmers market circuit, we will get something from them. Oh, I have this crazy strain of Mirai corn, which is amazing, and we'll say, great, you know, give me a couple bushels.
This approach, coupled with adapting to farmers' hours,
7 days a week, I mean, it doesn't end,
has allowed Valicenti Organico to grow steadily. Valicenti says changing things up and building ties with farms has kept things fresh for his team and for customers. At around $10 a pound, Valicenti pasta doesn't come cheap for anyone. And while gross sales were around $1 million last year, margins are slim.
If we made $1 million, it took us $900,000 to get there, but that's part of what we're doing. You know, I'm hoping that in the next couple of years, too, we could really be a little bit less seat of our pants as we go along here, because it's a little scary sometimes, but I guess that's any business.
But it's a rare business that produces things that taste so good. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.